In this way, he is liberated by recognizing the luminosity during the second bardo, even if he did not recognize the basic luminosity. But if he is not liberated by it, then what is called the third bardo, the bardo of dharmata, arises. The confused projections of karma will appear in the third bardo, so it is most important that the great showing of the bardo of dharmata is read at this time, for it is very powerful and helpful. At this time, his relatives are crying and weeping. His share of food is stopped, his clothes are removed, his bed is taken to pieces, and so on. He can see them, but they cannot see him. And he can hear them calling him, but they cannot hear him calling them, so he goes away in despair. Three phenomena will appear at this time: sounds, colored lights, and rays of light, and he will grow faint with fear, terror, and bewilderment. So at this moment, the great showing of the bardo of dharmata should be read. Calling the dead person by name, one should say these words very distinctly: O child of noble family, listen carefully without distraction. There are six bardo states: the bardo of birth, the bardo of dreams, the bardo of samadhi meditation, the bardo of the moment before death, the bardo of dharmata, and the bardo of becoming. O child of noble family, you will experience three bardo states: the bardo of the moment before death, the bardo of dharmata, and the bardo of becoming. Of these three, the luminosity of dharmata in the bardo of the moment before death shone until yesterday, but you did not recognize it, and so you had to wander here. Now you will experience the bardo of dharmata and the bardo of becoming. So recognize what I will show you without distraction. O child of noble family, now what is called death has arrived. You are not alone in leaving this world. It happens to everyone. So do not feel desire and yearning for this life. Even if you feel desire and yearning, you cannot stay. You can only wander in samsara. Do not desire, do not yearn. Remember the three jewels. O child of noble family, whatever terrifying projections appear in the bardo of dharmata, do not forget these words, but go forward remembering their meaning. The essential point is to recognize with them. Now when the bardo of dharmata dawns upon me, I will abandon all thoughts of fear and terror. I will recognize whatever appears as my projection and know it to be a vision of the bardo. Now that I have reached this crucial point, I will not fear the peaceful and wrathful ones, my own projections. Go forward saying these words clearly and distinctly and remembering their meaning. Do not forget them, for the essential point is to recognize with certainty that whatever appears, however terrifying, is your own projection. O child of noble family, when your body and mind separate, the dharmata will appear, pure and clear yet hard to discern, luminous and brilliant, with terrifying brightness, shimmering like a mirage on a plain in spring. Do not be afraid of it. Do not be bewildered. This is the natural radiance of your own dharmata. Therefore, recognize it. A great roar of thunder will come from within the light, the natural sound of dharmata, like 1,000 thunderclaps simultaneously. This is the natural sound of your dharmata, so do not be afraid or bewildered. You have what is called a mental body of unconscious tendencies. You have no physical body of flesh and blood, so whatever sounds, colors, and rays of light occur, they cannot hurt you, and you cannot die. It is enough simply to recognize them as your projections. Know this to be the bardo state. O child of noble family, if you do not recognize them in this way as your own projections, Whatever meditation practice you have done during your life, if you have not met with his teaching, the colored lights will frighten you, the sounds will bewilder you, and the rays of light will terrify you. If you do not understand this essential point of the teaching, you will not recognize the sounds, lights, and rays, and so you will wander in samsara. O child of noble family, after being unconscious for 4.5 days, you will move on, and awakening from your faint, you will wonder what has happened to you. So recognize it as the bardo state. At that time, samsara is reversed, and everything you see appears as lights and images. The whole of space will shine with a blue light, and blessed Vairochana will appear before you from the central realm, all-pervading circle. His body is white in color, he sits on a lion throne, holding an 8-spoked wheel in his hand and embracing his consort, the Queen of Vajra Space. The blue light of the Skanda of Consciousness in its basic purity, the wisdom of the Dharmadhatu, luminous, clear, sharp, and brilliant, will come towards you from the heart of Vairochana and his consort, and pierce you so that your eyes cannot bear it. At the same time, together with it, the soft white light of the gods will also come towards you and pierce you. At that time, under the influence of bad karma, you will be terrified and escape from the wisdom of the Dharmadhatu with its bright blue light. But you will feel an emotion of pleasure towards the soft white light of the gods. At that moment, do not be frightened and bewildered by the luminous, brilliant, very sharp, and clear blue light of supreme wisdom, for it is the light ray of the Buddha, which is called the wisdom of the Dharmadhatu. Be drawn to it with faith and devotion, and supplicate it, thinking, "It is the light ray of Blessed Vairochana's compassion. I take refuge in it. It is Blessed Vairochana coming to invite you to the dangerous pathway of the bardo. It is the light ray of Vairochana's compassion." Do not take pleasure in the soft white light of the gods. Do not be attracted to it or yearn for it. If you are attracted to it, you will wander in the realm of the gods and circle among the 6 kinds of existence. It is an obstacle blocking the path of liberation, so do not look at it, but feel longing for the bright blue light, and repeat this inspiration prayer after me with intense concentration on Blessed Vairochana. When through intense ignorance I wander in samsara, on the luminous light path of the Dharmadhatu wisdom, may Blessed Vairochana go before me, his consort, the Queen of Vajra Space, behind me. Help me to cross the bardo's dangerous pathway and bring me to the perfect Buddha state.